Well, hello, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick again. I'm sitting here in Delia Smith's Yellow's Restaurant at Norwich City Football Club. Apologies for the tasteless music in the background. But I'm joined here at the moment with a bump to a really interesting guy called Richard Maugham of Primary People. And Richard Maugham is an author. He's written a couple of books. My Boss is a B... dot dot dot. And leave the B... dot 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 behind. And he's marketing them in a really interesting way. So Richard, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So, and you. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about sort of the social networking tools that you're using to help promote your book.
Yeah, certainly, no problem. I have a campaign running called Brand Richard, and I've been experimenting with Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Bitly, and also running things like Google Ads and Facebook Ads.
Well, Facebook Ads, now, they're fairly new, aren't they?
They are fairly new, and I've noticed that for about the same spend, I'm getting twice as many ads and clicks through to my website. I'll put it into context. On AdWords, I spend about 40p a click, and on Facebook, it's only 27p a click.
Right, and what's the traffic volume like, the split between the two, between AdWords and Facebook?
I have the same volume, so I have the same daily amounts.
Yeah.
But the cost has been much cheaper.
It's just been much cheaper.
Yeah, so it's made a big difference. And I've also compared that to Twitter.
Yeah.
And when you connect it to an application such as Bitly,
yeah,
and you post your links regularly.
Okay, Bitly is the URL shortening service.
Exactly, yeah?
Yeah. So you can take a web address and you can shorten it. And then when you use it, you get click-through information, is that right?
That's exactly right. And the beauty of it is at the end of your tweet, you can have a short link to your website.
Yeah.
And then almost in real time, you can go to your Bitly page and see how many people have clicked through to your website.
So you get instant marketing feedback.
Instant marketing feedback. And I've noticed that it will tell you the country, it will tell you the location, it will tell you also what the referring group is. So if you've been retweeted and someone's followed a retweet, that will follow you as well, and that will pop up on your Bitly data.
So that's some brilliant sort of like analytics to check that the marketing message is working right, so that you can adjust it for the particular country that you're trying to market your book in. Is that, would I be right in saying that?
Exactly, and I can see that most of my Bitly hits are from America, so I've changed the tone of my tweets to make them a bit more out there, a bit more brash, if you like, and it's been good.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So what other things are you doing? You've got a Facebook page as well that you've set up?
Yeah, I certainly have a Facebook page. I've been running a test blog on Blogger, and I'm about to relaunch that using a thesis on WordPress in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
And I've really just enjoyed experimenting with what's out there on the internet, and done it for free, which is what I would say about the Twitter, comparing that campaign, as I've had the same amount of hits for free using Twitter than I've paid for on either Facebook or AdWords.
That's amazing.
I know, stunning result, isn't it?
It is. So, I mean, what brought you into Twitter? Well, I mean, what got you there?
To be honest, it was Sarah from the Best of Norwich.
Yeah.
And
she's the organiser of today.
She's the organiser of today, yeah. And she showed me how they use it, and her husband explained how Bitly works. And I just thought, I'll go and have a go and see if I can get this Brand Richard campaign up and running and see what I can get for my money. And I've come to realise that with a bit of time, a bit of attention, you can get just as much for free as you can pay for using the existing providers.
So, are you a particularly techie guy, or is it just sort of like one of the things that you deal with?
I consider myself to be a very untechnical guy. Yeah. When I'm doing sort of training and lecturing work, I'm famous for not using PowerPoint and for having a whiteboard and a marker pen. That's about as technical as it gets.
Right. So total non-technologist, and did you have any difficulty picking that up? How easy was it?
No, I just basically signed in and read the instruction pages, read the help pages, and just did one step at a time and worked it out for myself.
Right. Brilliant. Oh, what a wonderful story.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, Richard, for sharing that with us. Where can we get you on the internet? What's your web address?
Web address, www.richardmaugham.com. And for those who can't spell, Maugham is M-A-U-N.
So that's richardmaugham.com.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Richard. Thank you very much. So Ian McKendrick signing out from Audio Boo.